The U.S. military generally bans beards as a way of maintaining uniformity and safety. But now, the military will make it easier for service members to get waivers to keep their beards on religious grounds and wear certain religious items like turbans, as long as they don't interfere with the mission or the use of equipment like gas masks and helmets. Pentagon spokesman, U.S. Navy Rear Admiral John Kirby.
All of these changes that you're seeing writ large are really, I think, just an honest effort to make sure that Americans of all stripes and sizes are able to serve in the United States military.
The issue came up recently in the trial of Nidal Hassan, the Muslim U.S. Army major convicted of a 2009 mass shooting at Fort Hood. The judge ordered Hassan to shave his beard. The new rules come not as a result of pressure from Muslims, though, but from a small group of Sikhs. There are three observant Sikhs in the U.S. military. U.S. Army Reserve Major Kamal Khalsi, an emergency room doctor and decorated war hero, is one of them. He spoke about the changes via Skype.
We're very happy about that, but this is still a long ways from the policy change that we really need.
The Sikh religion forbids its members from ever cutting their hair or beards. While the new rules allow commanders to waive certain grooming violations, they require those who apply for such waivers to comply with existing grooming regulations in the meantime, something Sikh advocate Rajdeep Singh says is unacceptable.
An observant Sikh has to check his religion at the door before they can get into the military. In other words, they may have to shave their beard, cut their hair, stop wearing a turban while their request for an accommodation is pending.
Critics also oppose the part of the regulations that requires them to apply for a waiver every time they move to a new post. American Islamic groups are encouraged by the changes and say they want further accommodations, especially for women soldiers. Abdul Rashid Mohammed was the U.S. military's first Muslim chaplain. He also spoke via Skype.
They're still not allowed to wear the religious head covering known as hijab. And this is something that has also caused a great deal of consternation within the Muslim community.
The Pentagon says it will be up to commanders in the Army, Air Force, Navy, and Marines to implement the rules. Advocates say they will continue to push for more changes as those rules are fine-tuned. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the Pentagon.
No other special consideration, which is exactly what he wanted.